This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Freestyle Friday, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 1st, episode 2129. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
It's not everybody's favorite day around the country as they're dealing with snow that's like 20 feet deep. And I don't know if you've seen some of the pictures out of Northern California, but it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
This whole country is hell right now.
So Katie, who's one of our listeners in Minnesota, she posted this on her Facebook page, and I didn't get permission, so I'm not using her last name. She said, no signal on our satellite. They have, Dish Network or whatever, satellite TV. We never got our dish pole mounted last year, so it must have snow on it as it sits on the ground. I decided to hike up the road into the pasture, plowed versus deep snow in the yard, clambered over the 4-foot pile of snow left by the plow, through the knee-deep ditch between the top wire and the second wire of the fence. Normally I go between the bottom and the second from the bottom. Start across the pasture. One leg sinks up to the top of my leg. The other leg's at a 90 degree straight in front of me on top of the snow. We've all done this. We've been walked through drifts. Sucks. Yeah, it does. And it hurts too. Stop and chat with my brother on the phone for a few minutes. Oh, 0 degrees, but no wind. A nice evening by Minnesota standards. Climb out of the drift and continue. To where? No idea. No sign of the dish or the fence around it or the pasture fence. They're all gone. The plastic shovel was no match for the crust of the snow I encountered, nor did I have the daylight, energy, or motivation to dig 5 feet down so I could find it. We'll try again, or we'll put the satellite on hold for 2 months.
Oh, you don't need satellite. It ain't worth it.
She couldn't see the top of her fence.
That's not, you know what, take it from somebody who has no internet. You know, you just can't fight it. Just go with it. You know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Our thoughts are with all of you. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we're going to start out with celebrities and horses in the news, and then we're going to spook left to a new horse highlight and hear about listener Shona's Craigslist find. And then we get serious with some really bad ads, the funniest 17 minutes on the interweb. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Hey, we have breaking news coming in from Foal Watch 2019. Jamie Jennings reporting.
Hello, everybody. I would like to report that there is no baby yet.
That's it?
Just sitting here. Waiting on a baby. Her due date is this week. So I've been bringing her up every night, making sure, because I don't want her to foal in the pasture. There's godforsaken wolves out there. She's bagged up. That's about it.
That's it? That's all we've got? Okay.
That's all we got. Yeah, right. I've been mucking out straw stalls every day. So that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, I love straw. You know how I love straw. It's my favorite thing in the whole world. Mm-hmm. I'd sooner shoot myself than clean a straw stall.
And what was really awesome is that I built a 12 by 24 bowling stall.
What's it take, like three bales of straw?
Just to put it in. Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah, have fun with that.
It takes 2.5 hours to clean it.
You don't have a spreader either, do you? What are you doing with your muck at the new place?
Oh, yeah. So I got a Ranger. Like one of those little zip around things. Oh, and yeah. It has I just fill up the bed and then I go out and I have a little composting area and I'm composting it. And the really fun.
I love how horse people call it a composting area. It's a pile of poop.
It's a pile of poop, but we're going to actually like stir it up and do the composting thing, you know? Uh-huh. But the problem is that it's in the very back of my pasture and the Ranger can hold like two stalls.
A lot of trips.
Drive back and forth and back. People, Chad's like, aren't you bringing the horses in? It's going to be really cold. I'm like, they'll survive. I can't milk 7 stalls again. I can't. It's too cold.
Daily winning time.
It's not precipitating. They're fine.
It's funny how perceptions change.
It's not raining.
Okay, so I have some auditor birthdays today, and it's the auditors that are just messing with me with their names. It's Auditor Nicole Mauser Storer, Jenny Silvesind Brubaker, and Lee Dufreen. Did I get any of them right, you think?
Just know, listeners, that we know he butchers every name.
I might have gotten close on a couple of those, I'm not sure. But just seemed, I looked at the names today and went, oh, they're just messing with me today.
They're like, Glenn, it's pronounced Steve. Okay, he'll be like, Stive. I don't get it. Steve. My daily winnie goes out to Jennifer, my intrepid producer, who's been working so hard because there is a new movie coming out and it's called Mustang. And it is about the movie. And Robert Redford's like involved, you know, and it's about the movie, the prison that I adopted Zeus and Thor from. So she's been working so hard to get me an interview with somebody involved. And, she texted me yesterday. Can you do an interview, after hours with the director of Mustang? And I was like, and she just texted me this. Like, is she messing with me? So I call her back and I'm like, I never called Jennifer ever. Like, I barely have her phone number stored, you know, like, because we just text her. And I'm like, I'm driving. Did you just say that you have an interview with the director of Mustang? She's like, yeah, can you do it? I was like, are you messing with me? She's like, no, the director of Mustang. I'm like, are you making us keeping secrets from me? She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the director of Mustang is Robert Redford. I'm going to interview Robert freaking Redford. And she's like, no, he's the producer. What? I like almost drove off the road thinking I was going to get to talk to Robert Redford about Mustang. And turns out it's some producer, or he's just a producer.
He's probably a famous producer. Sorry. He has people. So
seriously aged like 100 years in that phone call. 100 years of like, oh my God, like freaking out, like scared to death. And then 100 years of like complete utter disappointment. So I will be excited to
Robert
talk
Redford,
to the...
if you're listening, we have time.
Give me a call.
Yeah,
give
we
me
have
call.
Time. Kaylee Kuko, if you're listening, we have time too. Just throwing that out.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
Thor, give me a call. Yeah. So it's like just going to happen, right?
Any of the Helmsworths, you can call too. Anybody.
Hemsworth, Glenn.
Hemsworth. Why do I always say Helmsworth?
Because you mispronounced the name Steve. Okay?
That's true. All right, let's go on. Tomorrow, by the way, so programming note here on Horses in the Morning, we have the Horse Husbands episode coming out on a special Saturday episode. We won't be playing it live, but it'll be released tomorrow. So we played the Horse Husbands Challenge game. It was a new game we invented, and it was a lot of fun. I think you're going to like that. We have two husbands on, one husband of Helena, the first host on the Horse Radio Network, and the second husband of Joy, who is the most recent host, who is Jamie's co-host on Retired Resource
second.
Radio.
You just made it sound like you interviewed the second husband of Joy.
she is the first husband of Joy, but the most recent host. So we have the oldest host, the most recent host husbands.
Okay.
God, I was even confusing myself.
And then the second husband of Joy, not her first husband, her second
husband. I don't think she's been married twice. So,
she just got married.
Yeah. A special cruise episode will also come out this weekend where we did a preview show. We recorded it last night. It was a lot of fun. Megan, who's co-hosted here, did it with me. It was on the cruise last year. And we had a couple of the listeners on that went, and Michelle from MEI Travel. We went over all the details. She's already booked like 6 or 7 cabins, so people are booking already. We'll get that out this weekend on all the feeds as well, so you'll hear that. But before we get to our first guest, it is time, because it is Friday, to do some celebrity and horses in the news. I don't know if you heard, but an unfinished manuscript by Dr. Seuss is the basis for Dr. Seuss's Horse Museum, it's called. It's coming out September 3rd. Yes, he has been dead for a long time, but Random House Children's Books announced Thursday that illustrator Andrew Joyner completed the text. The book features horse artwork by Pablo Picasso, Jackson Pollock, what? Among others. Get that. And will also include some cameos from Dr. Seuss favorites like Grinch and the Cat in the Hat, coming out very soon. Once again, anytime she leaves the house and anytime she rides a horse, it makes newspapers all over the world. The Queen and Prince Philip were filmed riding around Windsor Castle again this week. They both appeared to be riding on fell ponies.
Well, did it? I got to make a comment about that.
Okay.
Didn't Prince Philip just have to give up his keys? So now he's like, I gotta get there.
This was her son, actually. Not her husband. So she was riding around with her son, who also was riding on a little bit bigger of a fell pony. But doesn't it amaze you that every time she rides now, it still hits the news all over the world?
She's like 127, Glenn. Of course it's news.
Mariah Carey shared her famous vocal talents at another gala, this one at Austria's Glockhorst Performance Center, which I thought was like an arena. You know, I didn't know. So John Travolta was there, and there's pictures of her. By the way, he shaved his head and cut off all his hair. And I saw a picture of him. I had no idea who he was. He has changed. I didn't recognize him at all. But it got me going down a rabbit hole because it was, what's Glockhorst Performance Center? Apparently, it's Austria's most modern equestrian facility, and it is the luxury stables, two air-conditioned, heated indoor arenas, and a large covered dressage ring. It is owned by Austrian engineer Gaston Glock, and yes, the Glock handgun fortune. So they are descendants of the Glock handguns, which are the most popular firearms in the world. And then it got me going, well, I wonder what this place looks like. It looks exactly what you would picture an Austrian horse performance center that can afford to bring Mariah Carey in for a concert would look like. It is, wow, absolutely gorgeous.
Speaking of John Travolta, hasn't he had like a lot of work done?
I didn't recognize him at all. So there's that. I'm putting this girl in the celebrity news because she's a celebrity. Abigail Arias is a 6-year-old girl who is battling cancer, became an honorary Texas Ranger yesterday, and rode around on one of the Texas Rangers police horses at the state capitol building on Monday. She was given a tour of a Texas Highway Patrol cruiser and the opportunity to ride one of their horses. And there's a video of it, and it is so darn cute. She's wearing a little cowboy hat, and as she's riding along, she takes the cowboy hat and waves it in the air. She is so cute. So I am making her an honorary celebrity here on Horses in the Morning.
When you said she became an honorary Texas Ranger, I was like, oh, that's nice. They let her go to spring training games.
No, and
they
took her out. The other Rangers.
No, like, okay. Okay, gotcha. Texas Rangers.
Yeah, the police version of them.
Oh my gosh, spring training has started.
And that's it for celebrities and horses in the news.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to right now go to our first guest, it's one of our listeners, right?
It is. Shauna is called. Is she on the line? Is she ready?
She's ready.
Shauna, hey, good morning. Where are we? Where are you in the world?
Underwater in Richmond. Richmond, okay. Virginia.
Gotcha, because I saw that you have done something, and it said it was in Mechanicsville, and I was like, where the hell is Mechanicsville? So we're in Virginia. So is it true that you were looking for a bad ad to read for our segment, or were you just perusing Craigslist for no reason?
I peruse, and I'll circle back. When it's raining and you have limited things you can do with your horses, you end up being bored, and that got me in trouble.
Yeah, it usually
does. So I
ended
up perusing. Yeah.
Okay, so I was walk us through
the farm and farm section. Okay, so it's raining Friday night. I started perusing. I saw the ad. I stopped. I read it. I put it aside. I thought about you guys. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Next morning, I called. And it was only 15 minutes down the road.
Stop. Let's stop you there. You're talking about some ad. Nobody knows what we're talking about. So do you have the ad? Can you read the ad to us? Or remember some of it?
And okay. I'm going to jump on it in 3 seconds.
Okay. So
it's a really cute little pony that, oh my goodness, I can't find it right now. Wait, I'm getting it.
We have it.
Oh, you do? Oh,
no, that's not the ad. That's her message.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's why I wanted to know what the ad said to grab her attention. Here we go.
Here's the ad. I'm going to be a little bit distant from the phone, so I'll read it all the way through. She is broke to ride. Actually, let me correct that. She is broke to ride. She is very kid safe. She has been in many pony parties and other events. She is so easy to catch. Unfortunately, we can't keep her please text if only you really want her. Price is blah, blah, blah. So it was three pictures. It was a small pony. And I decided to go take a look. 15 minutes, you're bored. Let's hop in the car, grab the kids. Why not?
Now, the pictures the pictures I'm seeing, if I'm going to describe them to you, are it appears that she's standing in someone's backyard up to mud, up to her fetlocks. She's like a little kind of, I wouldn't say, she's chestnut with a flaxen mane and tail. She's very skinny and she's little and she's kind of a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. So you almost wanted to, feel for her at that moment. But taking a look at her, it was a neighborhood that were small houses. You wouldn't go in at night, high fences. Kind of nobody bothered anybody else, if you know what I mean. And I went through two levels of gates that were 9 feet tall. And the pony was postured with six Rottweilers, which fortunately they had put away in the trailer in the back of the yard.
The pony was in with six Rottweilers?
Yes, six Rottweilers.
We're lucky the pony wasn't eating for lunch.
Right?
Yeah, it was scary. I was actually kind of pushing my kids, going, just stay away from the trailer, just stay away from the trailer. But with all that chaos, I saw a demeanor that not only was, of course, it's crying out, hey, give me attention, but just, hey, I'm okay with this. I just not happy. And I tried to do some hands-on vetting. I, picked up the feet. She didn't bite. She didn't kick. I tried to kind of circle her, make sure she had four legs that worked. But in the end, it was a hard decision to get her out as fast as possible.
Absolutely. So
Scooter, by the way. This is the exact same scenario.
The fact that there's like a little, like there's so much garbage in the backyard and there's from the pictures I see, and it's like a camper, like a tiny tag along camper trailer that they have crammed six Rottweilers in.
Yeah.
Were the Rottweilers happy to be in the trailer?
Going crazy.
Not when you got close. He was rehoming one because the girls were beating up on her and she almost died. I'm just hearing all this and I'm going, I'll walk her home. Just give me the lead.
Oh my God. You're like, if that trailer's a rocking, don't come a knocking. No, for real, because you'll die.
Yeah.
There's six Rottweilers right there.
She did have her separate space, but it was like a lean-to with garden lattice around the side.
Oh God.
So, okay. Yeah.
Poor little
Bless thing. Her heart. She is just a little pathetic little thing. So of course you had to buy her. You'd have bought her if she had three legs. You didn't care. Had you taken your trailer with you? That's the trick question.
My husband and I have always made a rule that if you're going to buy something over a certain price, it's either discuss or don't get it the first day. And so I didn't bring my trailer. I mean, I could have circled back and come back for the trailer, but the trailer was still stocked with a whole bunch of stuff we were doing. So I needed time. I didn't even have a stall available. My stall was utilized for other farm stuff. I had my medications. I was housing my ducks in there because we've had some cryo problems. So I had to re-engineer everything that I was doing, where the feed was going, where the medications, the ducks, get things ready to go. I mean, it was used as a stall before, so it had the pads ready to go. I had to lower the water bucket because my horses are 17-2 and 16-2.
And this is like a 12-hand pony. This is a little pony.
12 to 500 pounds. And the thing is, I've been around horses all my life and ridden, but to give you an idea how tall I am, in sixth grade, I was 5'10". Oh. I've never even ridden a pony. I was always too big. So, and funny things happen. Like, I try to get her in at night and I bring, you know, kind of lure her in. I'm not going to run through my muck right now, but she comes in. I close the top of my Dutch doors from the paddock because they're connected, and she walks right underneath it. So I'm like, well, of course, she's small enough to do that.
You're like, she's like, hello, big giant. I will come in for you. So how she been since you got her home?
She's been good. She's not, she settled right in. She's got a 13 by 13 stall. My horses see her when they're out in their paddocks, and there's not been maybe one squeal. So I'm still trying to gauge my big guy's not hurting the little guy, just out of fun and play. And,
oh, that's not going to be the way it happens. Yeah, trust me from experience. It's the little ones that hurt the big ones. That's what I found anyway.
He's going to run.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to worry the other way around.
I have to tell she has made me much more aware. My horses are big enough that they give you a split second of reaction time before you realize what's going on, because they have these big bodies to move. She's like magic. She just blinks and she's on the other side of the stall. So I have to be very aware what's going on when I'm in there, because she's so fast. And it's gotten me a couple times the wrong way, but she's been great otherwise. I've lunged her. She doesn't really know what she's doing. She's 4.5. I wanted to see where her mind was, make sure she's got four legs. And when I kind of just touch her around, she's gotten a lot better being brushed, being, you know, handled. She has not, this guy said he rode her, he's 160 pounds, shouldn't have been on this pony. So she's back sore. And, you know, he hands me this kid's saddle and a shanked Western bridle, and I'm an inventor, so I have no use for this, and not that I'm going to ride, but I have kids that hopefully might, you know, already adore her, but maybe, you know, come with me on trail rides. But, you know, I can only imagine what she's been through. So we're going to take it slow. And
so she's skittish. She's been beat up a little bit. She's remedial, and she just needs you to be smooth and slow, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I got a thoroughbred from New Vocations 3 years ago, and I learned a lot through that process. And she and I have gone miles, you know, we're going to our local shows, but that learning experience jumped me right into saying, you know what, she's probably got ulcers. Let's treat her for ulcers. Let's, give her that type of routine that, you know, she knows what's expecting. And so she's now calling out and looking for me. And it's so cute seeing a head coming out of over a Dutch door. It's adorable.
All right. Number one, we're going to need pictures of that. Number two, what's her name? What'd you name her?
Ginger Snap. Ginger Snap. Perfect. I thought that was kind of cute.
That's perfect.
It's perfect. Well, listen, we are so excited.
Wait a minute. Before you go on, I will send you a link for the harness and cart you're going to have to get now, because a pony this size has to pull a harness and cart, because that's what they do. That's what this size pony does.
Oh, my God.
Good to know. I look forward to it.
Us inventors, we are not used to sitting back there and letting things
Yeah, but she has a child that will love driving this little pony around the neighborhood.
She likes her child, Glenn. She probably wants to keep it. All right, Shauna, thank you so much for calling it, for being a part of it, and for saving little Ginger Snap and keep us updated. And I need a picture of her little head peeking over a Dutch door.
You got it.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Bye.
I just love the stories of people that are like me.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I feel sorry.
This just reminds me so much of picking up Scooter. Now, he wasn't out with six Rottweilers, by the way. All the Rottweiler people who are offended at what I said can email Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. I'm sure
there's
you're
something to say about six out with a
bunch. Yes, there is something to say about that. I'm sorry. But yeah, you can email Jennifer. She'll throw it away with the rest of them. All right, it's time for
they're lovely dogs.
They're lovely dogs, yes, except when they're in packs. Yeah, so, that would scare them. I wouldn't have gone in that yard if those dogs had been out. I'm sorry. I like dogs. I have had dogs. I'm not going in with six Rottweilers that are barking at me. That ain't happening. In a neighborhood, she was very kind about the neighborhood. She said something a little different in her post. She said, you wouldn't go in this neighborhood. This is not a good neighborhood. So it's a middle city, too. All right, let's do this. Let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products. And we've got some really bad ads to do. We have some other things to do yet in the show.
Each week, you carefully plan out your horse's training schedule. You work with your trainer to fine-tune his flat work. You school through grids to perfect his jump and set up multiple courses to educate your eye. You enjoy long hacks to keep his mind fresh and body strong. Show day arrives. You take a deep breath as you enter the ring. We've got this, you whisper so only he can hear you. You move as one, sailing over each element in perfect harmony. The feeling you get when it all clicks. It's why we do what we do. This feeling is brought to you by Joint Armor. Joint Armor's complete formula provides your horse with the nutrients necessary to support healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Joint Armor maintains fluid motion and flexibility in hardworking joints. It supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Joint Armor provides high levels of both glucosamine and chondroitin, plus 100 milligrams of hyaluronic acid. Best of all, Joint Armor is affordable. One small jar lasts up to 75 days. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products.
Well, guys, you had gotten a product a while back. Jennifer talked about it, and that was the Total Saddle Fit Stability Stirrup Leathers, a brand new product out of Total Saddle Fit. Of course, they're known for making the girth that so many of our listeners use now. So, Jennifer, you've been using it for a while, but Jamie, you got these too. Have you had a chance in all your weather to try them out?
Well, I put them on. Jennifer got the jump ones, and I got the dressage ones, and so I put it on my dressage saddle, and I immediately thought of what Jennifer said, which was it's a product you didn't know you need until you have it. So it's a wide stirrup, and it hangs down and just like really, really nice leather. Like you can unbuckle and rebuckle really easy, shorten the stirrups with the one hand. It slides in and out really good. But it's a really wide body, like down by your leg. I don't know how it works, what black magic this is to make my leg not move, but holy cow, it really does bring incredible stability to your lower leg. And I told you guys that I was like, if it helps me sit the trot, then I am good. You love them. It helps me sit the trot on a 4-year-old racehorse who has the most godforsaken jarring trot. And I can actually sit some of it now. So he needs to learn how to balance with the rider sitting, and I'll sit like 3 and then post 4, you know, and sit 3. And it really, really, really does help. I don't, but it's not bulky under my leg. Like my leg
still
feels.
Yeah. I don't understand how it
works.
It's black
magic, Jennifer. It's black magic.
It is.
I don't get it.
What surprised me is how thin they are. Now, they're wide, inches wide, the top part of it where it goes from the stirrup bar down to your stirrup iron on the outside. But the leather is super, super thin. It's even thinner than your more traditionally styled stirrup leathers that are called thin, using air quotes. I think black magic. I agree. I think we're all muggles. And Justin, is a wizard.
Well, yeah. He should put that in the ad then. I'll have to email that to him and say, you need to put black magic in the ad.
Yeah. Or brown, so minor brown.
It's like that magician, Xin Lin, who just won the America's Got Talent Champions Edition. Like, he was involved in the making of these strip leathers. I don't understand why it works. I don't understand the science of it, but it actually does work. This is probably not the best commercial he wanted, because, like, we're supposed to discuss why it works. I don't know why it works. It just works.
You know, it's girth. There's real science behind his girths, too, and they just work. I mean, it's kind of the same way.
What's funny is I have the total saddle fit girth too. And so now, you know, pre-ride, I'm a walking back on track advertisement. And during my ride, I'm a walking total saddle fit advertisement. And now I need to get the jump leathers. God.
If you're not sure.
It'll cost me more money.
Well, the one thing about it, though, is if you're not sure, if you're listening right now and you go, well, I'd like to try them, well, you can do that, because he guarantees that these will improve your ride and that you'll have the same reaction that Jennifer and Jamie did, or he'll pay you to even ship them back. So you'll get free shipping both ways. So TotalSaddleFit.com, check it out. Get your pair now. They have both dressage and jumping.
Is there like a coupon code or anything?
No.
Should we?
He has never done coupon codes and doesn't have to, because these things sell anyway. So.
I know, but I want them to know that we sent them.
Well, I think he knows. He's been advertising with us for like 5 years. So,
well, when you order your stirrup leathers, say,
if there's a comment section, just say you heard it on Horses in the Morning. Yep. That'll be great. Oh, wait a minute. Breaking news from Foal Watch 2019, Jamie Jennings reporting.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Nothing's happening. Still bagging up. Just not even waxing. Nothing at all.
Okay. All right.
Got a big stall to muck. Go ahead. Carry on. Back to you, Glenn. Attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for some really bad ads. And we have exciting news for you. Those of you that were around on Monday and heard Monday's show, you heard Jamie review a pair of boots. They're the dry shod Haymaker boots. And she absolutely loved them. Well, they have agreed to give a pair away as our prize. Now, we're going to roll everybody over that had February, that sent us stuff in February. And we're going to add them to March. And at the end of March, we're going to give the boots away. And Jamie, I mean, in one paragraph, say why you like these boots.
Well, they're super warm. They have amazing grip on the bottom. They make me taller because they have so much grip. I get like supermodel tall though. And they what I really like too is they roll down on the sides for like venting and easy removal, when I can stick my foot down in them and then flip them up around my jeans, you know? And then the other thing is they have huge spur rests, so they're easy to get on and off.
There you go. And
They call them heel kicks on the thing, but they're spur rests. But I don't wear spurs, and you can't wear them in these boots. And you can't ride in them, but they're like for working, and they're awesome.
And I had a chance to catch up with Brad, who is from Dry Shod, when I was at WESA at the trade show. And here's what I found out about the Dry Shod boots. And we're going to be back with some really bad ads. Well, I've wandered over to Brad at the Dry Shod booth, and it's also their first time here at WESA. And I got to tell you, what caught my attention, we live in Florida, and we get a lot of rain, so boots are very important. And then all of our listeners are all over the country dealing with snow, and mud this year is horrendous everywhere with all the rain, and it's been a little warmer, so people are dealing with mud. And Dry Shod has the solution for that, all of that.
So We're a brand that launched in 2018.
Brand new. You're a baby.
Brand new. But we had a great first year worth of business. We have over 75 SKUs that are available, whether you talk a shoe, an ankle fit, a mid-height, or a tall boot, for just about any kind of wet, sloppy, messy conditions.
So kind of describe, they're waterproof boots.
They're waterproof boots with a couple extra twists. There's been a lot of companies that have come out with waterproof neoprene boots
yep.
over the last 20 years. That category was created by Jim Donahue, the founder and owner of the original Muck Boot Company.
Yep,
he
yep.
owned that company until 2006 before he sold his interest and kind of basically went into retirement. Jim has entered back into this market and is doing all of our design work
oh, wow.
on the dry shod. Dry shod means dry feet. So we are addressing a lot of the shortcomings of a lot of the other boots. And one of the main areas that we've addressed is every single boot we produce has an internal shank system in it. So a shank is what keeps your arch supported. So you can wear our product for
which we're all familiar with riding boots.
Absolutely.
Right.
You have to have the shank, and it also serves as a pressure point.
You could ride in these.
So
if you could fit in the stirrup.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They make oversized stirrups.
Yeah.
And we have some boots that are narrower fits, especially the ladies' models.
You know, it's really impressive, too, talk on the business side of things, for a company that's brand new to come out with 75 different SKUs.
That's we launched with 65.
That's in a 2000. Lot. Usually companies are launching with three.
We covered all aspects.
You went in big time. You dove in the deep end of the pool.
We've thought of everything.
So what makes yours better than the others?
Number one, that internal shank system. Number two is the quality of the material and the craftsmanship. From a quality of materials, when you pick up a dry shod, you can feel the pliability of the rubber.
And that is true. I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
To where it's nice.
Where it's not as stiff as some of them are.
Absolutely.
It's softer.
That shank helps. But
does that mean it's durable too, though?
It's
softer,
very durable.
Everybody worries
Absolutely.
About that. Okay.
The other thing that we address, every single boot that we make, we put a breathable air mesh lining in it. So neoprene is a diving suit material. That's what it's mainly known for. But with neoprene, it's like wearing what would be equivalent to a rubber glove. And we all know you wear a rubber glove and your hand sweats.
Yep.
So with our product, with that breathable air mesh lining on top of the neoprene, between the neoprene and your foot, it helps create an airflow. So it keeps your foot more comfortable as you're perspiring or you're moving and creating that heat inside the product.
One of the problems I always had with the other boots is fit, because you know there's not a lot of they're usually done by whole sizes, especially when you get up to my size 12, and they were always sloppy. My foot always moved around, heel always came up. I tried yours on here, and I didn't have that problem.
It was a nice tight ankle fit.
Yeah, and I never had one of these that fit right.
And what size are you?
12.
12, an actual 12. So we do just whole sizes, but with the neoprene, because it's a spongy material, it allows us to do a whole size that accommodates two sizes in one, a 9, 9.5 per se. There's less than a quarter inch difference between a 9 and a 9.5. And when you have that spongy material that expands and contracts with your foot, you're feeling that niche. But our product is designed to have a nice tight ankle fit. Now, to address the fit of a lot of the other brands that are out there, we do a true men's last and a true ladies' last. So, and I know on the radio you can't see this visually, but when you set a men's product next to a ladies product, there is a noticeable difference in the width of it. Or you can look at it from,
I
have an 11-year-old, and he's a 9.5, but his foot hasn't grown wide. He is a 9.5. And so
skinny as a rail.
In a men's product, he steps right out of it. But when we put him in that ladies product, that narrower last, it's like a true youth fit for him.
Where can people find your website?
Dryshodusa.com.
And all the products are available
now? All the products are available. One of the other things that we addressed was the right sole for the job. Our steel toes have a true work bottom on that are slip resistant, oil resistant.
I did notice your soles tend to be a little more aggressive, I would say.
A little bit more aggressive. And that's what the end user has asked for over time, is I don't want to slip and slide.
Well, especially in the mud or the snow or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good.
Yep.
Website again?
Dryshod USA, DryshodUSA.com.
Well, there you go. So we're going to give one of those away at the end of the month. And now we're going to start with some really bad ads. The first one Jackie posted in the auditor room, and it is a 3-year-old mare, part stallion, is trainable, but needs training for riding, is friendly and loves people, loves to run, especially being groomed. kid friendly. $700. So we have a 3-year-old mare that's part stallion, and it loves being groomed, or it loves to run, especially when being groomed. So a couple issues with that ad.
How exactly do you groom it when it's running?
How exactly do you get a stallion out of a mare?
That's so many questions. A 3-year-old mare part stallion. Kid-friendly? Yeah. No, it's not.
You can't even say spay, neuter, and geld. Well, you could, because you don't know which one it's going to need.
Spay, neuter, and geld.
It might need all. It's the first horse that needs all three.
God.
Diane sent this one in. And if you read your own, we give you double the credits for the prize.
Okay, this is a really bad ad from Facebook. And it's probably already been done, but I'm going to give it a go. There's a photograph of a horse tied up, and it says, 3-year-old mare, part stallion, is trainable, but needs training.
Wait a minute.
Riding.
It's the same
friendly,
ad, Jennifer.
Loves people.
I didn't know that with Diane sent that one in. I'm sorry, Diane. I apologize. That's the first time I think that's ever happened.
You're supposed to pre-listen.
I don't listen to him because I want to be surprised.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Well, that was surprising. Diane, we'll still give you your credits.
No Diane problem. And Jackie, you both get credit.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. I was going, wait a minute. Sounds familiar.
Let her finish it out.
You want to finish it out?
She's
okay.
She's funnier than you.
Okay.
She's funnier than you. She might do a better job.
Loves to run, especially being groomed. Kid friendly, asking $700 with saddle included. It's in Highlands County, Florida. How interesting that it's a mare that is part stallion, and it loves to run when it's being groomed. Anyway, it's Diane from Ontario, except I'm in Florida right now.
Smart woman.
That's
first of all, smart woman. Isn't it funny how all us horse people see the same things in these ads, though?
Well, we're trained now after all these years to see these things and go, that's not right. Kind of like this next one that Michaela sent in. I think you're doing it wrong. Okay, you're doing it wrong. This is a Treasure Valley Pets and Livestock Community Facebook page. Pets that poop breakfast. That's the wrong. You're eating the wrong thing. There's a picture of chickens. You're eating the wrong thing. Pets that poop breakfast. I'm not a doctor or anything, but like I'm pretty sure that it doesn't come out of their butt. Varieties are brown, green, and white breakfast cuisine. All must go. Located in Mountain Home. Why is that? What? Asking a reasonable 5 to 10 smackaroos for each. Take all for one Benjamin Franklin Bill. All are around a year oldish in April. Most from local hatcheries have about 15-ish, give or take. You know how many chickens you... Some go broody, and some like to ride goats. Need gone ASAP PM for further questions.
This is a person that's really lackadaisical about life. I don't know. I got a few. You can take them for this many.
Chicken. I don't know. $5, $10 a piece. I don't know.
I don't know. There's
it's
10
cool.
or 20
I, you know what?
There.
The problem I'm having with these things is their poop tastes terrible.
Did you get chickens yet on the new place?
No, I have to get things.
Are you
going to? Yes, I want ducks first, but there's a big coyote problem here. So I have to figure out a way to save my children before.
You're going to need a big coop. Wait a minute. Speaking of your place, there's breaking news from Full Watch 2019. Jamie Jennings reporting.
She's backed up, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing else. That's it. Back to you, Glenn.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. That was an enlightening report. Next up, Cassidy sent us this one. And this is from Kentucky Horses and Tack for Sale. Show me your draft crosses. Nothing past 14 years old. Young and unbroke is okay. I want to see some barrel chests and tree trunk legs. I am cool with crusty-necked easy keepers, too, that get fat looking at snow. Or if their head is bigger than their neck. Prefer a cross so I don't need a ladder to mount. I like my horses like my kitchen curtains, short and wide. That's the first reference we've ever had to kitchen curtains in an ad.
That
is so random.
Okay, so that's not a thing like I've been missing out on.
No, it's just random. I don't know. Stole some internet pictures for attention. Oh, so and there's a picture of a fat horse with the saddle on it. I don't know.
It's a pony.
It's a pony.
It's a pony. Yeah. Get yourself a pony. Oh my God. Jennifer Martinson in the next one. This one's yours too, huh? Wait, I see blue
it.
On all of these. I feel like I should.
Yeah, you should take that one. I don't know why that happened.
Jennifer sent this one in looking for someone to ride out a horse for 6 years. Old Bay Stud. Punctuation is important, people. I have a 6 year. This is in Big Sandy, Texas.
Big Sandy. $12,000. Let's start with that.
It's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but it came out as $12,345. I have a 6-year-old Bay Stud that was green broke as a 3-year-old. I'm willing to give him to you if you get my paint horse back ride. He has been turnout for 4 years. He was broke as a 3-year-old.
What?
Huh?
First of all, say it. Go ahead.
I yelled that stuff.
There you go.
I obviously, but... Oh, God. And the background in this is just a train wreck. Just a train wreck. Got it.
Take one. We'll do the other. If you fix my horses, you can have one. Basically,
that's
is what they can
really, really bad ad.
Oh my God! The trailer of the week is one of those 1960s all steel 35-foot long goosenecks with two tires in the back because it looks like the axle on the other one fell off. So there's instead of having four tires in the back, there's only two. There's one axle with two tires. And it literally, well, 16 foot. Looks like it's about 40 foot. But it's all steel. So it says, gooseneck horse, by the way, it's a lovely shade of pukey green with the white stripe. Gooseneck horse trailer / storage, $800. A 16-foot gooseneck horse trailer / changing quarters with a walk-in dressing room. Single axle converting to dual axle. What it's not saying is there was a dual axle. It fell off because you could see the place where the dual axle was. Price is negotiable. Please no trades. You're going to have to negotiate the price, and there will be no trades. I promise you. Describe the living quarters, Jamie.
Well, first of all, I would like to point out that in the living quarters, they have like a little couch thing. And that is the same material, the exact same material of the couch I grew up with in the 70s.
Yes, it is.
It's like that rust, striped rust and gold. the good thing is the bed and curtains probably they match. So it's very
Did you notice the ceiling?
No, I did not.
It's
because I don't
full
even
of black mold, and it has been leaking for years.
And so the really bad. Great thing about this trailer is it's got to weigh $250,000.
It does. Did you notice what it comes with in the last picture? And I don't know if this comes with it, but they showed it with it in the picture.
That, like, a dune buggy.
There's a dune buggy in the back. That looks like it'd be worth a lot more than the trailer.
I don't think I'd take any of it. To be honest,
that's a bad trailer. God, this is not safe.
The dune buggy has a tow hitch on it, so the dune buggy did not get in there under its own power. So the dune buggy is really ballast.
That's true. Good point. Yeah. Good point. And do not drive this trailer anywhere. It's not safe.
Well, you can't. You would just scrape along the ground. and sent in the next one, and this is from a Facebook page. ISO. It's like just a Facebook ad. ISO, medium wine, SMB, prefer under 45 or trade. Now, I think I know what they're saying, but can you not actually spell things out? Like,
are they talking about SMB boots?
I think they're in search of medium wine-colored sports medicine boots, but they would prefer to keep them under $45. And if you don't have any for under $45, they might be willing to make a trade.
No, I saw the 45, and I was thinking that was size, and I was going, I don't think they're sized that way. I didn't even see the dollar for it. I don't even get that.
I speak Facebook codes because I'm apparently cool enough, and like kid, I'm like young enough to still understand what they're talking about. Okay.
All right, Ellen sent the following. And this is another Facebook post. It seems like Craigslist has gone by the wayside and we're in Facebook land now.
It's because it's terrible everywhere. It doesn't matter.
And this is a horses and tack in Maryland, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, New York, North Carolina, and South Carolina. That's a big section. That's a big section. You're not going to just run over and pick it up.
May I point out?
Yes.
I want to point out something. I like that. This is the name of the Facebook group. Has all those states listed, and the last one listed is South Carolina, and then they put another comma, like they were going to put another state, well, that said, oh, to heck with it.
Yeah, like,
really?
Georgia was feeling left out someday, and they'll add that.
Yeah.
Is seeking a friendly horse, preferably, $300 sign is my budget. Doesn't that usually go before the 300? But anyway, preferably broke to ride, up to date on Coggins, vaccines, and everything. Preferably any breed or gender. Preferred over 14.2 hands and under 16 hands. Preferably located near Pottstown, Pennsylvania. I prefer that it's easy. I prefer that there's no troubles. Older than 7 and younger than 15, preferably. Please show me what you got. I am negotiable. I am wanting it as a project horse.
I prefer to have it as a project horse.
Yeah.
Would have been better.
Yeah.
They didn't write that, though.
They didn't write that.
Wow, that's
terrible. Do you think, what did they prefer? Again.
So let me get this. Let me read through the preferably words and go, they want a horse under $300 that is broke to ride, up to date on everything, and is between 14.2 and 16 hands and is right near Pottstown, Pennsylvania, but no older than 7 and younger than 15. For $300!
Yeah, good luck with that.
It costs more than that to get your Coggins vaccines and teeth done, which is what you want them up to date on.
Yeah, there's not a lot of chance that they got a call.
There's 26 comments on that. I need to know, Ellen, you sent this in. Are these comments all people going, you're an idiot, preferably an idiot, or you preferably have a horse for sale? I want to know. Ellen, you need to follow. I need a follow-up. Go back. Read this ad, because I'm not joining that godforsaken Facebook page. Yeah. I want to see the screenshots of the comments.
How many posts are there when you have 25 states on your horses and tack page? There's a lot.
Maybe it's one person not in that group, and she like wrote 26 comments.
We have one for Ocala. I mean, and that's busy. It's just yeah. Ocala.
Do you know what my favorite Facebook page so far in Oklahoma has been? The Oklahoma Farm Swap Meet page.
That's got to be good.
There. It's fantastic. And I would like to point out that I found my tractor and my gator on my ranger on that Facebook page. I have not bought a horse off there or any pigs yet, but they're coming.
You know, if you get a big pig, he'll help keep the coyote away. Get a big old mean pig.
Yeah, but then you have to have a big old mean pig.
I'd go with the mean donkey. You know. Go with the mean donkey. They'll keep him away, too.
I'm just gonna skip out on all those things.
Some goats, maybe.
Katie from Renegade Equine sent this one in, and this is from a Facebook page. Beauteous Roan Garbage Disposal. I'm gonna read it like a love letter.
Okay.
Beauteous Roan Garbage Disposal. Rosa is a sweet and elegant Mustang mare that will eat you out of house and home, literally. In addition to the normal equine-type foodstuffs, Rosa will seek out and happily consume, tumbleweeds, lamb's ear, prize-winning rose bushes, but just the flowers, mind you, printer paper, medical marijuana. This may or may not be a complete tally of her foodie adventures. Other endearing attributes include conquering the backcountry in full pack horse kit, tipping over full 100-gallon stock tanks, modeling in photo shoots with starry-eyed gals living out their childhood pony fantasy, sorting and gathering cattle, and best of all, calmly landing both barrels on any apex predators slinking about trying to eat her sheep and herd goat mates. Goat herd mates. Seriously, though, Rosa is a 4-year-old BLM Mustangs from Three Fingers. Up to date on everything, Rosa loves treats, grooming. She does whatever you want her to, just preferably at a relaxed pace.
You need what? This is your this will solve your problem right here.
This is exactly what I need. Now, this is something that I could have to keep the coyotes away.
Yes.
However, I do not have medical marijuana on hand to keep her happy. So
you could probably get a prescription for that in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. They have those things. They have those places.
Jennifer has an idea about that, too. She said, get sheep. The coyotes will eat them and be too full to bother the horses or the ducks or the chickens.
There you go. That's some fair trade.
This is from, we have two more. This is from Casey. Casey sent this one in. It's from the Gated Horses, Gated Mules, Tack, and Other Miscellaneous Items on Facebook. I don't know what state. Doesn't say. For your consideration, I'll be honest. I haven't given her a name, and what I call her is not appropriate for a sales ad. She's black and white. I bought her being told she was a he.
Oh, God.
She has shoes on. I didn't put them there, nor do I know how they did it. Pretty sure drugs were involved.
CBD!
She is a small but mighty 14.1 hands. Was told she was broke kid safe. I love my kids, so my kids and I are not going to test the validity of that statement. Upon contacting seller post-delivery of the fire-breathing Equa Dragon, I was told, pull your hat down, cowgirl. She'll get over it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You bought a horse basically just off an ad, and they told you it was all these things. You get home, and you're like, it's not all these things. And we're like, man up. Pull your cowboy hat down. Get over it.
All right, let's role play. I'm this girl, okay? You live in Oklahoma, so you can do this better. You're the guy that's been at your farm in Oklahoma, and I'm calling you up and say, you know, Miss Jennings, I bought this horse from you, and you told me it was kid safe, but so far it's tried to kick our faces in, and we can't get near it. We can't even pick its feet up, and it is attacking everything on our farm. I'm not too sure what you told us was true.
First of all, it's not her, it's you. Okay, it's obviously you. Second of all, just pull your hat down, pull your boots up. Let's go. Get on there. Get over it. It's fine. She'll be fine. Just get on.
And you told me it was a boy or a girl, and it's a boy. That part I don't get. And you knew I couldn't tell the difference, apparently.
You know, I got to stop here because I can't even come up with an excuse that would be valid enough for somebody to sell a horse like that. Like, you know what? If that person came to my house and they were like, I'm looking for a boy. And I was like, well, this one's a girl. And they were like, oh, I wouldn't know the difference. Then I would not sell them that horse.
There is something redeeming about this ad. She says she is 11 years old, but comes from the same person that said, pull your hat down, cowgirl. She'll get over it. So, you know, she might be 40. Will deliver. She loads great. So there you go. She does load great.
She has some redeeming qualities about her. She'll get in the trailer.
Well, I can't think of anybody that could finish the day out better than our friend Loreen. So let's have her finish the day out.
Yes.
Hi, this is Loreen Barden.
Hi.
And I'm going to read a really bad ad. The ad says, metal horse barn for rent, $500 in Pocahontas. I didn't know that was a place, but maybe it is somewhere. This paragraph has very little punctuation, so I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All you horse lovers need to look at this. I have a nice horse barn for rent. It has 5 horse stables, a indoor marina with a capital N, a wash bay, tack room, and bathroom for people has water and electric. Now I have 10 acres of pasture with a pond that you have use of, and it's all fence off, has some metal gates where you can get in and out off the pasture. Also, there is water faucets out in the pasture for water horses. Now, this is not a bad price if you need a nice place for your horses, comma. It takes cash only, all caps, to rent this. Got burned on checks, firm on price. You pay $500 up front every 30 days. You kept paying, no problem. If you don't want to rent no longer, just let me know, and that's okay too. Then this part's in all caps, P.S. This barn is not for sale, just for rent. That's it. That's the whole ad. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, Lorene.
Can I just tell you that my day is made now when I heard her say, what a faucet. I love you, Lorene. Oh, my God. Yes.
My guess is there's not going to be a contract involved in that deal when you go to rent it.
There's water faucets, though. And there's a pond you can use.
I like how there's a marina in the barn, an indoor marina.
For the pond. Somebody got to put your boat somewhere.
All right, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back here on Monday with another show here on Horses in the Morning. Don't forget that tomorrow, Horse Husbands will be out on your feeds, and it was a fun one. You're going to want to take a listen to that. Helena's husband, Buck, was hilarious. He was on. And also, we'll be having the cruise episode, pre-cruise episode, coming out on all your feeds on Sunday. So we have some weekend action here at Horses in the Morning.
Hey, you record that with Joseph, right?
Yes.
Okay, so just so you know, I want to just give a little shout out to Joseph right now, because now that I live in a place where I have to muck stalls with bedding, that shaking fork is like the greatest invention,
isn't it,
in the history of the world. I remember somebody being like, that's too expensive. No, it's not. It's amazing. And you need it. I had no idea. And then it was dead forever. And we found the charger. I plugged it in. It's like, boom, works right up. No problem. It is the greatest invention.
And we've had ours
time.
For probably 6-7 years. It's a long time.
Mine sat three years without being charged.
Which normally would mean the batteries wouldn't even recharge.
I plugged it in. I'm like, holy cow. It works. And now that I'm using it, I use it every time. I take two forks to every stall. I'm like, oh, this one needs a shake. It's amazing. What is going on in there?
And the batteries last forever. I don't know how he does that. I wish he would talk to the cell phone people, because his battery, I don't plug it in like once a month. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's awesome. Anyway, just all right, wanted to throw that out there.
And if you need your own shake and fork, go to equitymfg.com.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Joseph. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Nutergeld. Bye.
Come on, closing music.